Do you want to become a better songwriter? Well, we created a very simple 10-minute songwriter personality test, and it's going to help you better understand who you are as a writer, and it's going to help you in the writer's room when you're writing with other writers, because you're going to be able to identify what kind of writer they are. Maybe even have them take the songwriter personality test. If you're curious and you want to take the songwriter personality test today, just visit songwriterpersonalitytest.com or go to the link on the writingworship.co website.
This is the Brave Podcast, awakening dreams, purpose, and songs. Brave exists to encourage, resource, and connect brave women around the world for the glory of God.
Welcome to the Brave Podcast. This is Lonnie Crump, and I am here today with a very special guest. I'm excited for you guys to hear from. Her name is Chrissy Nordhoff.
Hi, Lonnie.
Hi, Chrissy. Thank you for coming today. I'm so excited you could join me as we talk about your book, which is coming out soon.
Yes, March 1st.
March it's coming 1st. Out. Mm-hmm. This is happening. This is real. And the title of the book is called Writing Worship. And it is going to be available for sale on Amazon and in retailers. Wherever you purchase books, make sure to be looking out for it. All right. So I'm so excited to ask you some questions and to talk to you about this book. And so before we do that, can we talk about, I don't know if you'll remember this, but can we talk about how we met?
Yes.
Okay.
I remember.
You do? Well, I remember my version of it. I don't know if it's the same.
Let's hear your version.
Okay. So my version is we probably met before this, but maybe the story I'm thinking of is like how we connected. And it was at a conference and you were speaking to a group of women about songwriting. And I felt like in that little talk that you gave that morning that you were speaking directly to me about the things I needed to do with my life and songwriting. And at that moment, actually, when I walked in the room, it kind of took a lot of courage to even like go to the women's songwriting thing because I'd sort of not considered myself really a legitimate songwriter at that point. And so it was such like a cool experience just to listen to you. And I remember you saying, we need your voice. We need your songs. And you were speaking to the whole room, but it was like you were speaking straight to me. And I remember just being like in tears a little bit and feeling like very squirmy and awkward and uncomfortable, but like so excited because I had felt like such a responsibility to write songs, but I really didn't know a lot of ways to practically implement that into my life. And so I say that story because I feel like that's what's going to happen for so many people when they read this book. Because what I now know is that that talk is really just your heartbeat. And it's really what you want to say to anybody. So I'm super excited to talk about that more. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that. I remember it was probably the same event, though. I remember praying for you.
Yes, because I came up to you to tell you my story.
Yeah. And I just started praying for you, and I prayed for you that you would write the book also.
You did.
Do you remember that?
I do, because, but we're, one day that is happening.
That is happening.
But you totally beat me to it, and I'm so excited and proud for you.
Well, I think you're right behind me. Okay. You've already started writing it, so anyways.
Yeah.
We're going to hear about that later. We're going to do another podcast where I'll be interviewing you on your book coming out.
Books abound. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I am so thankful that you have spent all the time and energy to write this because I have seen a lot of authors walk through them with this process. And it is such a dedication of your time and energy and effort. And, you know, I think it can come out in different ways, like, you know, fiction books or whatever. Like, it's such a time and energy. Mm-hmm. But, like, this is who you are on paper. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is like a lifetime of you pouring into words on a screen, typing away, locking yourself away, mm-hmm. And making this happen. And so I just want to say thank you so much for mm-hmm. putting all of these words down, because I'm so excited for everyone to be able to see what you have done with this book. Okay, so I want to kind of highlight something from the very intro of this mm-hmm. book. And let's see, right in the very beginning, this is just kind of the inscription in the very front, mm-hmm. but I hope it's okay if I read this.
Yeah, sure.
It says, "Never forget that no matter what opposition you face, your voice is valued by the king and needed by the church."
Hmm.
And I just think
that's what I said to you that day, right?
Is so you. That is exactly your heartbeat. So for anyone who is listening to this today who may not consider themselves a songwriter, that's the message you need to hear. Or maybe you feel stuck in your songwriting, or you've maybe lost some direction or passion. Don't forget that your voice is valued by the king and needed by the church. And so that is the perfect summary of your book and diving into this writing worship concept. Mm-hmm. that you are developing. So I'm so excited. Okay. So I feel like part of this book is your personal story.
Mm-hmm.
Part of this book is some really practical tips.
Mm-hmm.
Part of this book is a leader's guide that I'm mm-hmm. thinking is going to be so valuable to people who are wanting to implement writing in their church.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think there's so much here.
Mm-hmm.
I also think this book is so applicable for writers in all stages
mm-hmm.
because I feel like beginners are going to really see just some practical ways of pieces and kind of best practices that you suggest. I feel like seasoned writers are going to so appreciate just the heart of where you encourage writing to come from.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the story of, you know, what you've been through and walked through and experienced and the songs that have come out of all of it is mm-hmm. just such a fun read. And so, I don't know, do you want to talk a little bit about just the process and maybe let's highlight some of your favorite pieces?
Yeah. So I guess just, you know, as I approached it, I wanted to kind of hit on several things. One is the heart behind what it takes to write a worship song and really where your heart needs to be. And that's in a place of worship in order to write worship songs, which seems like a no-brainer. But ironically, a lot of times when I walk into a writing room with new writers, that's the part that gets forgotten.
Yes.
Forgetting. So the heart was really important to me coming in. Skill. Yeah, I wanted to give you some basic skills and even some more, you know, complicated skills so that you'd have a variety to choose from and a list to keep working on. And so hopefully that helped. We talk about co-writing, which is really the community part of writing, right? It's the body of Christ working together. We talk about the songwriter personality test. So I go a lot more into depth than I have before in that area. And I also give a lot more about how to write with different personalities, like what to expect of them in the room or how to honor them in the room, which is really important. And then basically end up with kind of telling the story of your great name and how I realized that's actually a song of my ancestors. It wasn't even my song. You know, we think it's our songs, and it's actually sometimes our songs are answered prayers from centuries ago or answered prophecies from centuries ago. And we're fulfilling things we have no idea about. And, you know, remembering that there are there's a great cloud of witnesses cheering us all on right now. And then I end with blessing and sending them off to go do it, because I feel like right now in the church, it's the time to rise up and write songs again.
Absolutely.
For a while it was, and you know, Lonnie, you've worked in the industry for years, and you know that Nashville was kind of the gatekeeper for a long time, and that's not the case anymore.
Right.
Everybody's starting to remember, oh, we can actually do this, and it's an ancient thing that seems new, but it's old. People have sung their own songs for years, and you can too.
Right. I love that. And I feel like that is communicated so well in all of the resources that you have. But I think I told my husband, I was reading this book on a road trip.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've done several things with you. I've heard mm-hmm. you speak at conferences. I've heard you through the mentorship course. I've led the mentorship course. Like, there are so many different ways that I've heard you talk about songwriting. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is some of that, but a lot of fresh new things that just encourages people so much, like to write songs right where they are. And so I told him, I said, I feel like if someone had given me this book and I never had met you or, you know, gotten involved with all of the things that we've done together, I would be so excited to hear this perspective and to have this encouragement to write songs right where I'm at. Mm. So I am super excited about that going out to the world to, you know, to be encouraged right where they are,
mm-hmm.
that they do have what it takes to write these songs.
Mm-hmm.
And you've pointed them to some really great practices and resources too. So I am excited for what that's going to mean, for so many.
I'm excited too. And, you know, one of the things that I talk about in there is how the Lord told me as I was two-way journaling one time that every song is spiritually significant. And so the songs you're singing just to him, those make an impact sometimes in ways we'll never see with our eyes, you know, and there's a lot that goes on in the heavenly realms that we might never know about on this side, but even the songs you're singing alone to the Lord, they're making an impact. And even the songs you may share with one friend, those matter to the kingdom, and it could have a generational ripple effect that you might not see. So,
yeah, I feel like I'm so thankful that you mentioned that often. And I, this past year, really felt that personally. And mm-hmm. so I felt like I need to sit down and sing through the songs that I'd written with people that maybe I hadn't been able to lead in church or share with anyone yet, but that it was really important for me to sing what God had given as a gift to create. And for some reason, that had not really crossed my mind to go back. You know, like once I was in a writing process and, oh, that was cool. Yeah, we either can or can't use that or whatever. But I mean, just to go back and review and just kind of like see what God had given me to say or, you know, given other people in the room. And I was blessed by just doing that, like by like kind of looking at the gift again and being thankful for it. And so I think it is so true. I love that encouragement that and I think it's such a big takeaway for any writer at any stage is that, you know, sometimes our songs may not achieve what we hope or dream or wish that they would.
Mm-hmm.
But all of that is just a reflection of the Creator, and that it does have something to teach us and to show us. And it is another way to connect to God.
Yeah.
So it's a great reminder that all of the songs have value. It's so good.
Well, and I really feel like in some ways, what you just said is so important, connecting with God. I feel like songwriting is like an undercover way that he gets us interested in spending time with him.
Right. Tricked <He's> ya. Like,
but how beautiful is that? I mean, even if the fact is, okay, you just spent 4 hours worshiping. That's amazing.
Right, yeah.
And he loves that. That's amazing. And it's, I think it's an overt way he works to get us to his heart. And to find ways to speak to us and get us still, you know?
Oh, that's tough.
It is tough. Yeah.
You've gotten so good at that. You've taught me a lot about that.
Hmm. Yeah, it is. Sometimes in our culture, I think that's the hardest part. And some of that heart piece we talk about all the time. But yeah, that is the morning daily practice of getting up and spending time with the Lord and getting up early. And it'll cost you something. You know, mm-hmm. you might have to sacrifice something. But even David said he wouldn't bring a sacrifice that cost him nothing.
And that's so true.
I feel like our songs, when they cost us something, it's actually valuable to the Lord.
I'm going to read a quote from the book because it's what you were just talking about. Mm-hmm. And it says, "The same voice that speaks to me when I'm by myself speaks to me in the writing room, but I had to learn his voice in the quiet place first." And that's really exactly what you just said. Mm-hmm. And I underlined that because I thought, I know that's true of you. You know, you get up early, you listen to what God is saying to you, and then it's like a muscle that you've built up and mm-hmm. that you're literally incorporating that as you're going into the writing room. Like we were saying earlier, it's really hard actually to worship mm-hmm. when you're trying to like communicate ideas, to go back and forth with people. Sometimes just feels like work or really hard work. You know, I want to get to the place more where I can actually incorporate worship
yeah.
into writing worship.
Yes.
So I appreciate so much that constant encouragement that you're offering for us to do that.
I think it's a process and it takes time. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we talk about in the book, which is something I teach on, is psalming. Which there's a ton of detail on that, but it's basically singing the Psalms out loud. And I think I've been doing that. I know it's been more than 10 years.
Wow.
And I haven't been doing it every single day, yeah. but I do it most days. And so I don't know, looking back, it's interesting to see what the Lord has done in me through that process, yeah. you know? And I've learned so much and I share a lot about that. In the book, but I'm still learning more every day.
Right.
And it's actually been part of my morning practice. And so I feel like, carrying that and then reading the scriptures every day, and then journaling, that's another thing I talk about and you can read all about it in there, but it's changed my life first. And then secondly, it's changed my writing. Yeah. And it's writing from an overflow. If you have a full well, when you walk in a room, it's going to spill. If you have a dry well, when you walk in a room, it's going to be tough.
Yeah. I'm going to read a quote from your book.
Okay.
This is a quote from the book, Writing Worship by Chrissy Nordhoff. Available March 1st.
Okay.
I'm just flipping through the book as we're talking, and we just conveniently keep flipping to sections.
Yes.
You said, if we're going to write lyrics that bring hope to the church, then we'd better know God's words. And I have that like super underlined because it's so true. Everything you just said, it's so simple.
Yeah.
But to really be spending that time in your personal life, just yeah. really seeking God. And you mentioned psalming, and that is definitely something I have struggled with in practice, mm-hmm. but so appreciate in technique. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell on myself here. I tell my mentorship group students this. I feel like I am dysfunctional at psalming. It makes no sense.
Oh my gosh.
Because literally all you have to do is, you know, the suggestion is to just sing out the words that are mm-hmm. on the page. And so I kept trying to, I don't know, make sense out of it for myself. And I was...
Is your songwriter personality structure?
It is, which...
That's why.
I know. And yeah. Forgive me, Father, my songwriting personality is structure.
It's okay. No.
But you know what I had to do is just kind of reconcile the fact that it doesn't quite make sense in my brain. And I say that I turn them into rock operas. and that they're pretty terrible.
That sounds like Jenny Sanders. She has a Bohemian Rhapsody one.
Yeah, it's pretty much that. It's just like a free flow of ideas. And so it's, well, not ideas, but just the scripture. And I'm also melody, so it kind of like confuses my brain a little bit. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you first introduced this concept to me a few years ago, I was working through a devotional of Psalms every day. And so at the end of the year, I realized, like, I have sung literally, like, all of the words of Psalms, which is such an incredible practice. And so I'm super grateful for that. And some of it did sound good. And I still remember my first one because I worked so hard on it because I wanted it to make so much sense. But I will remember that scripture forever because I sang it that way, you know?
Yeah. Well, and it's a way to hide his word in your heart. You're absolutely right. Yeah. As musicians, we memorize through melody a lot of times, right? Mm-hmm. And also it makes me think about the verse that says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Yes.
So whatever you've been doing that morning or wherever your heart has been soaking in general, that's what you're going to say, or that's what's going to come out of your mouth when you walk in the writing room, really. And if you're trying to write for your church, then there's nothing better. Nothing better we could come up with, or any ideas, any new ideas we could have, could never compare to what's already in the Word of God.
That's so true. And conveniently, I have flipped to another quote.
Okay.
It says, this is working out quite well, actually. You said, keeping your heart in this place is essential for your life and for your songs. Just listening to the voice of God. I thought that was so good. I'm like, you're exactly right. Okay.
Aww.
Okay, so...
Oh, I want to mention one other thing, Lonnie. Mm-hmm. Another feature of the book is that we actually put together a resources page on my website.
Okay.
So that while people are reading, you know, I'll mention resources kind of as we go through. So if you want to read the book, you can also view chrissynordoff.com/book.
Yes.
And there's tons of, thank you. I was like, sorry. What is it? Thank you, Lonnie. Tons of resources. So we have examples on there. We have printables. We have interviews with all the songwriter personality types with professional songwriters. And lots
not
of
so professional interactive stuff.
You're professional. You're a pro. You're a pro, Lonnie.
Oh, so. Yeah. I love that. I actually have been kind of sneak peeking the website.
Have
features.
You?
Yeah, I love it. And you know what I'm really excited for is when the leader guide is posted, because I cannot wait lead a group from my church through this book. I like literally cannot wait, except scheduling. But, you know,
right.
Other than that, I literally can't
wait. Yes. So we've been doing the mentorship.
Yes.
Which is more of the intensive.
Yes.
And we should talk about kind of all the things, all the resources we have available and how they lead into each other. But but basically, you've been one of our mentors. So you've been already teaching groups.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like it offers something different. You know, this book. So let's talk about that for a minute.
Yeah.
I was thinking this book, if you've done the mentorship, is such a great bonus and addition because there's a lot of fresh content in it, but it also has such great reminders. And I think even like the physical holding the book in your hand or listening to the audio book is even a different way to just process that information.
Yeah. Hopefully different learning styles will appeal to different people and they'll resonate with one or the other. And just having that... you know, repeated influx of information is never bad. But yeah, so we have, I'm going to just go through kind of all of our resources real quick.
Sounds good.
We've got that songwriter personality test, which is free. And then we have the book, which will be, how much does it say on there, Lonnie? I don't even know.
It says it is $16.99.
$16.99.
You never know when Amazon's going to have it on sale or another retailer might have a coupon.
You never know. So that's the price point of the book. But with the
book. Worth every penny.
Yeah. Thank you, Lonnie.
You are so very welcome.
But when you purchase the book, and if you buy it ahead of time, if you do the pre-sale, there are some really great rewards that'll come with it.
What?
So I don't think I can announce them maybe yet.
No,
but
tell us.
There's some awesome things that you'll get for free. Two really big surprises.
What?
So
okay,
go ahead and do the pre-order.
Do that right now.
Go ahead and do the pre-order. And then if you do that, then you'll get the book. And when you get the book, you can also access the free leader's guide. So if you're a worship leader, that's what we were talking about earlier, you can go through it and you'll have that leader's guide to walk through a couple chapters a week with your worship team. And it'll help you if you're wanting to establish a songwriting culture or a songwriting community in your church. Yeah. This is a good way to set a foundation, get everybody on the same page.
I think so.
Then the next step is we have a course that will be live by the time the book goes out. And it's sort of a mishmash of, it's got a lot of the book in it, but instead
it's
of
new.
Reading it,
right,
you will be watching it live. And so it'll be, I think it's almost 8 hours of recorded video, and you get to watch part of a live co-write. And that'll be offered on ChristineOrdoff.com too. And you can do that individually or with your worship team if you want to watch that. We've also been doing live events at churches, going in and teaching the course live. And then the final step is really the mentorship, which is what you've been teaching, Lonnie, which is more of the intensive 9-week. You're working with other people. You're doing Zoom calls. You're getting things assigned, songs assigned, co-writes assigned, and things like that. So that's kind of the overall big picture, which really that one specifically, we recommend you just do that with us. So there'll be a trained, certified mentor walking you through that, like you.
I would love for you to be in my group. okay, yeah, that's, I wanted to just say that I feel like in each of these resources that you've made available, there are such like valuable things to each one of them. Mm. And I love that you said that, you know, it's for different ways that people learn, because I do see that. And I think, you know, this course that's coming out, the new course that's a video based, mm-hmm. Is going to be so helpful for people just to see what's in this book actually practically mm-hmm. demonstrated. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I do feel like it's like one thing to read it and to kind of get an idea of what that means if you've never done it. Mm-hmm. But then in that video course, you'll be able to actually see what that looks like. And then, you know, I think all of these resources are somewhat similar, but they all have like special pieces to them. Mm-hmm. And I think they all kind of like build off of each other. And mm-hmm. I have been through, I think, the mentorship course now maybe 3 or 4 times. Mm-hmm. I feel like I still learn something. Mm. Every single time, mm. or like something will just highlight to me more than it has before. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's just like completely developing skills more and more and more the mm-hmm. more I like focus on it. So I think, you know, there's so much for everybody, but this book is really such a great launching point for maybe someone who doesn't feel like they maybe are a songwriter yet, but they have that interest mm-hmm. and that desire. You know, it's a great starting point, you know, as an investment in that. It's also, like I said, really great for all levels of songwriters, but mm-hmm. I just feel like you're opening doors. I like to think of you as like a door holder mm-hmm. for people to like step into something. Mm-hmm. And so I'm excited for people to have this opportunity to kind of like, this is a great starting place, I think, for so many people to get to know you mm. and to get to know like what you're teaching and what your heartbeat is. So like we said earlier, I just really feel like it's going to connect directly with people, and then maybe they've been like looking for a resource but not sure really how to jump in to co-writing or even being open to what writing looks like. And mm. so I think this is going to be a great starting place for so many people.
Thank you. Yeah. And I really feel like that's what the Lord has been speaking to me for years, you know, because I have felt a lot of closed doors, if we're honest.
Wow.
You know,
I haven't thought of it
that
way.
I've walked up to a lot of closed doors and feel like the Lord is saying there's always room.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You're so good about talking about that, like there's always room, and building a table a little bit longer and mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just excited for people to get a copy of this. I think like a worship leader, someone who's already writing songs, but maybe doesn't necessarily write worship, but has a heart to do that. I think it's just really defined some really practical ways to just start doing that more and more. And I think, you know, for me personally, you've actually demonstrated so many tips of how to do this. That's so helpful and so useful. And so I feel like for some people, maybe this will be like the first time they've really known how to. And so thank you for giving people just a next step, really, is what it is. And for pouring your heart into this book. Okay, is there anything else you want to just highlight? Or
I think that's pretty much it. And you can find everything at ChristyNordhoff.com. Yeah, and like you said, Lonnie, you can purchase it anywhere you buy books. I think Barnes & Noble will have it, retailers. It'll be on Amazon, ChristianBook.com, DavidCCook.com, all of those outlets.
That's amazing.
And then we'll continue to add resources probably to that that book tab on the Christy Nordhoff page. So, yeah, my heart is I just really hope that people are encouraged that they can try this, that this is something that's available to them if it's burning in their hearts to do. And it's not an exclusive culture. Kingdom is an open culture. And I invite you in.
I want to talk about one more thing before we get off. I want you to talk about the cover of this book.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because I think it's a beautiful cover, but I think it has so much meaning, and I want you to tell the story.
Yeah. So when we were talking about cover, I was working with John at David C. Cook, who did a great job, and he sent us several options, but he said, hey, Christy, why don't you send me some of your journaling pages, and we'll just see what we can do. And I went through, and I couldn't believe it, but I found my original start of Your Great Name.
That's so cool.
Which is crazy. And he shrunk it, and he put it in the journal, which is on the piano. And he sent us, I think, four different proofs. But when I saw that one, I literally started crying. And I was like, hands down, this is the cover. This is it right here. And then on the back, if you notice, you can see my original binder spiral bound edge.
Oh my goodness. And, I did not notice that. That's amazing.
That was from that same journaling page, I believe, part of it. Or maybe it was the other side.
Yeah, it's the beginning.
Of Your Great Name.
That is so cool. Also, this makes me feel really good about my horrible looking songwritten lyrics.
Because I'm a scribbler and a scratcher.
I always say that. I'm like, oh, it gets real ugly on my...
Oh my gosh.
Yours actually still looks better, even like scratched out. But I thought that was so special because I didn't notice that at first, but it makes me want to cry a little bit too, because you didn't know the day you were scribbling
no way.
On this page.
I could cry too. No.
Let's cry right now.
Let's just cry. I mean, honestly, Lonnie, I am so thankful that you've really walked this whole journey with me, and I'm super thankful for you. I just remember many nights after our Girls Write Out events, everyone would leave and it would be me and you cleaning up. And you've been such an encouragement to me along the way. And I didn't know. I mean, you know, the Lord gave me one step at a time, literally.
Yes, he always does.
And one little faithful. Step. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about it the whole time and you've seen it happen like over the last, what has it been? A year and a half. Every resource that we just mentioned came out in the last year and a half, which I have no idea how that happened. I have no idea except for one step at a time. And if I would have known that day that I was writing a something that would be on something, I would have made it look way prettier. But I think the Lord has a way of hiding things from us. And if he would show us the whole picture, I would have been completely freaked out.
I'm so glad you didn't know, though, because when I see this, you know, it just shows we don't have to be perfect, and we have to just listen to God's voice. And, you know, in the book, you really describe the story of that coming out of psalming, of that coming out of your personal story, and how beautiful it is just to see that on paper. And I'm glad it's not perfect because it gives so much like encouragement, I think, to all of us to just continue to show up and be faithful, and how God takes whatever we're willing to give him and does what he wants with it. And I think that's why it's been so easy to just jump in with you and to, you know, want to support what you're doing and to champion this book, because people need to hear that. They need to know that. And I love it. So I'm so excited for you. I'm so proud of you. And I'm so glad David C. Cook is releasing this book and partnering with you, because this is going to be so helpful and such a great kingdom resource. So thank you and congratulations.
Thank you. And thank you for being a big part of the reason why I kept going.
You are so welcome. Thank you for going.
Thanks for listening to the Brave Podcast, Awakening Dreams, Purpose, and Songs. You can visit braveworship.com to learn more about how you can join one of the upcoming Brave Coffees in your local area. We'd love to connect with you on Instagram at Brave Worship and on Facebook at Brave Worship Page. We'd also love for you to join us at our next songwriting event or missions trip. And you can stay up to date on all of those things and the latest happenings when you sign up for our newsletter at braveworship.com.
The times I've grown most as a songwriter are the times I've had mentors showing me the way. If you're looking to grow as a songwriter, we're now accepting applications for our Worship Songwriter Mentorship. Now, it's available only a few times each year. The Worship Songwriter Mentorship is a songwriting intensive that will help you craft impactful worship songs. It's a course created by Dove Award-winning and Grammy-nominated, drumroll here please, our founder, pro songwriter Chrissy Nordoff. It's a small group community, and it's led by other songwriters over the course of 9 weeks. It's an intensive course and a small group co-writing environment, and that means you'll be added to a special group of about 12 writers, give or take. Each group is led by experienced songwriters, some of them my dear, dear friends, and I've even gotten to lead a group or two. Rachel here, by the way. We love the church, and we love to champion fellow worship songwriters just like yourself. In this mentorship, you'll learn how to write songs for you and your congregation. You'll go deeper in your intimacy with Jesus. You'll get the tools needed to help craft songs more easily and never run out of creative ideas. Okay, I know it sounds too good to be true, but trust me, this course is a game changer. You'll learn how to leverage your unique songwriting personality and connect with other like-minded writers in a meaningful way. Truly, I can't think of another course, group of people, community that has impacted my songwriting the way that this mentorship has. If you're wanting to take the next steps in your songwriting journey, then apply now at the link in our show notes. We hope to see you there.